The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
One of the significant preoccupations of many modern minds is time. And we live in a world, social world, that is very driven by time, organized by time, in a way that probably down through the millennia, very few human beings have had such a time-limited life, time-defined life. Most of us have a clock, a watch, relatively close by, either on our wrists or on our phones or all around us. We have all kinds of socially created deadlines. We have a notion of time. We have hours and minutes. That, I bet, 10,000 years ago, did they have hours? Did they divide up the world that way? And then we have the tremendous impact of the Industrial Revolution. We started having factories, and the idea that there was really, people had to show up for a particular time for work, clock in and clock out. Schools started to follow that pattern. Schools had a beginning and end, and everyone's kind of following the clockwork of time. And then we have this emotional relationship to time, that people are greedy. That time, you know, get something, have to get it now, or move forward in time to get something and go somewhere. People have fear that comes along with their relationship to time. Afraid there's not enough time, and I can't do it all, I won't get there enough, or won't happen there. Or people have these ideas, I don't have enough time. But another way of saying I don't have enough time is that I want too many things. And, you know, if you say there's not enough time, that puts the responsibility in one place, the blame. If you say I have a lot of wants, that's a different reflection. Or if I have too much time, too much time, I'm getting bored, and is there a problem with having too much open time, unused time? Some people get impatient, some people actually get afraid of time that's not filled. They'll get behind. So we measure the days by time, and what we need to do by time, and time, and so I think for many of us, it's the time factors is almost get so embedded in the way of thinking and how we go through the day that we're not necessarily so conscious of how we construct time, how time is that many of the notions and concepts of time that we operate under are conceived. They're conceptions of the mind. They are not inside. I don't think they're actually in the world in some real way. I mean, I suppose there is some kind of continuity of time. I don't know what time is. But it's relatively, all these categories of time that we have, some of them are relatively arbitrary, could have been organized different ways. Why do we have 24 hours? Wouldn't 20 of hours have been better? Or 36, then I could have gotten more done. And you know, this calendar that we have that measures the time of months, it's kind of, at least in English, it's completely confused. Because September means in Latin the seventh month. And October means the eighth month. And November means the ninth month. And December means the 12th month. Aren't we confused? So we have these, you know, conventions and ideas we live in and get caught up in. And so there's another perspective that can come that has its time and place, looks appropriate, and that is timeless, that there is no time, the timeless presence. To be able to look out into the space, the world, and just look around, and not see it through the lens of time. Not look at it and say, well, now it's 7 minutes to 12, and in a few minutes we'll do some cleaning, and we'll have 15 minutes to do the cleaning, and then we'll have to eat our lunch quickly because then there's more things to do, and following, you know. We could kind of live in that kind of treadmill or, you know, this of assembly line of time that we kind of can move along. Or we can also sit quietly and just be and hear and kind of perceive, maybe with the mind's eye or maybe with our physical eyes, that there actually is no time. That's also true. Or that right now there can be a sense of timelessness, the timeless presence that seems so pregnant or so filled with potential or so peaceful or so vast. And to find oneself centered on this timeless time, to be kind of open, relaxed, not be driven by the concepts of the mind, the conceivings of the mind that construct time, that make time, that live in time, that concerned with time. But not to have those thoughts operating. And then, is there some quality of timelessness right now? Is there something about being here, this moment, which is, in one hand we say the present moment is fleeting. I can use the word now to designate a moment. Now, it's already gone. That particular time is gone. And we just, it's all changing and moving. But it's also, there's something about timelessness that it's not even timeless now, it's bigger than this moment of now. That somehow it is too expansive or too vast to be limited by a second or limited by ideas of past and future. And it can be a very satisfying feeling. Because to really be centered or connected to a sense of this is a timeless moment or a timeless expanse is to be free from the impatience of the mind or the congestion of the mind of thoughts and ideas and what should happen over time. It's associated with being at peace, being peaceful, being at ease. Being content, being relaxed, with the mind not racing, in a hurry, wanting, avoiding. Kind of like the mind becomes as spacious as this room. If you look at the ceiling and how high the ceiling is, this great space in the room, it's pretty cool. But, you know, the timeless now, the mind that's peaceful because it's not driven by thoughts and ideas. So I associate this, a feeling of timelessness, with peace, with not being caught in the grip of thoughts and ideas, and not being caught in the grip of time. Not in a hurry to do anything. Just here. And for that to feel satisfying, meaningful, freeing, suggests that maybe we should be careful with how quickly and we get swept in, or quickly we step into the thoughts, the ideas, the conceivings, the concepts that are all connected to time, that, and we end up being claustrophobic, or being, we lose touch with some kind of peace and some kind of freedom, some kind of timelessness. We're just here, timelessly here, as if there's all the time in the world, infinite time, as if maybe nothing needs to happen for a few moments. A few moments of timelessness. So with that, we live in a world of time, and I'm looking at the clock on the wall over there, and it's 2 minutes to 12, and I'm looking at the clock here, it's 12. And then look at my watch, and that's also 12. So whose time do we live in? So we'll spend some time doing some cleaning. Those of you who can stay, it's very much appreciated. I would like to ask if there can be some people who